Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Sarah. I am a missionary with Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Thanks so much for coming and joining us today. Today we're going to be doing a scripture reflection on Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 through 23. So let's just dive right in. This is one that you guys know, so it may sound repetitive, but keep an ear on. Okay, Jesus says to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy. But he has no root, and it lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. All right. Thank you, Jesus, for that scripture. This is one we've heard, so I don't want us to just tune out automatically saying, oh, I know this one, because we're going to take it step by step. Jesus is a lot talking about gardening today, some soil and some seeds. So we're going to be some gardeners this morning. Something that made me think of right away when I was reading this is I help run our media staff here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp, and one of our activities that we've been doing with our staff is actually gardening. We, at the beginning of the summer, had them plant tomato plants and pepper plants as an activity to see things grow throughout the summer, to see the fruit of their work. And I didn't know much going into gardening, all of the work that it takes, but something that this scripture was reminding me of was when we were preparing the soil for our plants and how much work and how many different ingredients it actually takes, that you can't just stick a tomato plant into any dirt and just expect it to be the most fruitful plant. It actually takes a lot of different ingredients, different steps, and a lot of time to mix all of it together. And so I just kind of want to walk through this process almost like we're preparing our soil, like we prepared the soil for our tomato plants, to prepare a ground that's going to produce great fruit. Because it says in here, the seed sown on rich soil is the one that hears the word and understands it, and the one that bears fruit. So what are the steps in getting this rich soil? And so I just want to lay out a couple practicals. This isn't a perfect formula of how to have perfect soil and have perfect fruit in your life, but this is something, a tool to take season to season to see the fruit that we're desiring and the Lord desires for us. So our main ingredient in our soil that we want to put in is prayer. So prayer is going to be the foundation for all of this. Prayer, seeking the Lord each and every day, and desiring and pursuing a relationship with him. And all these ingredients that come after are going to just mix into the greater understanding and greater overarching layer of prayer. Okay, so we're going to take this step by step, and our first ingredient is scripture. When we're looking at the first little excerpt here in the scripture where it says, one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, I think scripture is our ingredient to our fruitful soil against this particular piece. St. Jerome says, ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ, and scripture draws us closer into understanding of God's heart. So diving in our prayer into the scriptures to seek the understanding of the heart of God for us. Our second ingredient is community, and a reminder. It says the seed sown on rocky ground is the one who receives it at once with joy, but has no root and only lasts for a time. When persecution comes, the word, and immediately falls away. And community is such a good ingredient to remind us of the joy that we had received and help us stay firm in our root. Our third ingredient is truth. The thorns that we talk about here in this next piece that kind of choke our fruit, I like to think as lies that the enemy is spilling into our life and choking up on us so that we believe them ultimately, and then the fruit doesn't have the room to grow. And the way that we combat those is declaring the truth of what Jesus says over us. And that can look as simple as taking something that's not from the Lord and flipping it on its head. Like an example of this is a lie that says, I am not good enough. And the truth, even if we don't believe it in the time, is declaring, I am good enough in Christ Jesus. And these things like are not, again, a perfect like solution to preparing good soil, but this is a way to prepare good soil so that fruit can be grown in every season. Prayer, scripture, community, and truth of the Lord. This has been a scripture reflection on Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 through 23. Again, my name is Sarah. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless.